This forecast is brought to you by Life Care Center of Westlake. What sets Life Care Center of Westlake apart? Total quality care, long-term, intermediate, inpatient, and outpatient rehab. Life Care Center of Westlake, call today or visit lcca.com.
WEOL, weather.
Keep an umbrella on standby today. We'll see hit and miss showers and thunderstorms developing as the day goes on. Highs around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight, upper 60s, with periods of showers and thunder on Friday. Highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist John Loftman for AM 930 WEOL.
Still a few clouds out there. It's 64.
736 at AM 930 WEOL. On the line this morning, we have Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you?
Hi. Good. Good to be back.
Yeah, I know. A little bit sort of a somber morning after the events at the Ohio State Fair last night. I know that you expressed on social media your condolences. It's kind of a tough thing for the fair is a big fun event, and then when you have a ride that has a hap like that, it really puts a damper on everything too.
Yeah, pretty awful. I mean, you think about those at the county fairs where the stuff's set up quickly in a week, and you always worry about an accident there. I remember going to the Richland County Fair as a kid, and going to Lorain County Fair, and then you see at the state fair where you just think things are really safe. And I mean, we've all either seen those rides or been on them, and it's pretty tragic.
Yeah, well, they'll investigate, and hopefully they correct the issues on those particular things, and people can continue on. Now, last night also, you were involved in a Facebook Live talking with us about health care and other things. What were the people saying to you? What kind of things did they want you to talk about?
Well, a number of people write in and post regularly. We just hear this, people that have pre-existing conditions and finally have the consumer protections. You know, prior to 2010, if you had a child with juvenile diabetes, or you had a child, or you were anyone that had an illness that was significant that could be expensive, you just couldn't get insurance. And we fixed that in the Affordable Care Act in 2009. So we've had those protections for people. We've also had the protection if you get really sick. They used to cut your insurance off if you cost the insurance company too much money. That consumer protection was built in, too, in the Affordable Care Act. Those aren't talked about as much, but and those are about to be taken away if Mitch McConnell has his way on this secretive, behind closed doors bill he's written. So we don't know. It's still up in the air. I'm hopeful. In the end, as you know, I mean, you've got a bunch of members of Congress who have government insurance paid for by taxpayers that are going to vote to take it away from a lot of working families who have jobs that don't pay insurance, and it's just morally outrageous.
We're getting to hearing talk even locally related to Medicaid and how that fight is the fight against opioids. Can you kind of give us the connection between those?
Yeah, I've done a couple of dozen or more roundtables around Ohio where we've talked about opioid addiction. There will often be a doctor there, a nurse there, a counselor there, a medical professional, but all kinds of medical family, and there will be two or three recovering addicts there, or family members of sometimes some people who lost their lives in overdoses. We know Ohio's had more deaths than any state in the country in overdose from opioids, and everything you always hear at these is the most important tool to fight opioid addiction is Medicaid. And there's this proposal now that you'd strip away Medicaid from these patients, and you have a federal, you put $100 billion or $50 billion federal grant in over 10 years. And that's like you have cancer, and they take away your insurance and pay your oncologist with a federal grant. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You need health care. 200,000 people in Ohio right now are getting opioid treatment because they have insurance under the Affordable Care Act, and there's just no way Congress should rip that away. But there is an effort to do it, and it's a very serious effort.
Well, besides health care, jobs are always on the forefront. President Trump recently in Youngstown talking about the Buy America. Of course, you're on board with that, too. Explain how that works and what we hope to get out of that here in Ohio.
Well, the president continues to promise to bring jobs back in the Mahoning Valley. He was pointing out as he was driving in, he was talking about all the empty steel mills, and he was going to either fill them up with new companies or knock them down and build new plants. And I've seen nothing to come of that. I talked to the Secretary of Commerce last night about enforcing a rule called 232, which every steel company in this country wants and needs, and the president continues to delay it for whatever reason, I pushed the Secretary of Commerce. He didn't give me a really good reason. He had promised it would come forward in two weeks ago. So I pushed hard on Buy America. I've talked to the president personally about it. We just haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen the NAFTA renegotiations he's promised. We haven't seen the Buy America. We haven't seen the infrastructure. We know what the streets in Lorain, Elyria, and every other town in our state look like, where we've simply abandoned the lead. We used to be first in the world from the World War II into the 80s in infrastructure, highways, bridges, water, sewer, airports, community colleges, everything. And we're now 15th. And the president's done nothing to help us catch up. I mean, we're not 15th because of him. We were 15th for the last couple of years or last 10 years. But he's promised $1 trillion infrastructure. He's got to come up with it. We've got a plan in the Senate to do it, but no presidential leadership yet. So we're still hoping.
We did get some good news here in Lorain. The pig iron getting the Republic Mill getting back to work a bit. So there's the little bit of a glimpse there.
Yeah, we have a proud history of steel. And one of the things I've worked on since I came to the House and lived in Lorain for many, many years was how do you partner with the steel industry? And part of it is bad trade agreements have hurt us. Part of it is we aren't forcing trade laws. We got our Level the Playing Field Act that I wrote passed a couple years ago. That's helped in trade enforcement begin to bring some jobs back. But we really need the White House to move on this Section 232 enforcement that they simply haven't done yet.
By the way, you're setting that bar pretty high for us married folks when it comes to wife's birthdays with your nice celebration for your wife, Connie. I thought that was a very nice thing.
I don't mean to do that, and there are plenty of downsides, so don't take too much from that. But thank you for saying that.
Well, it just shows you got a lot of good planning.
But the problem is the train goes through Elyria and Cleveland in the middle of the night. It's not an easy trip to Chicago or New York on Amtrak. I love it. It's a great trip. I love that train. My kids and I used to, when I was a single parent for years, used to take a train trip out west. The problem is you got to get on to go west. You got to get on at 2 or 3 in the morning. And the older you get, the harder that gets. So, thank you.
But it's nothing like traveling by rail, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's nothing like traveling by train. Yep, you can really see the beautiful country, and it's just beautiful to get to do that.
Sounds great, Sherrod. Appreciate your time this morning. Sherrod Brown, Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, joining us this morning. Yeah, there was something his wife, Connie, posted about the whole trip that he took with her on her birthday. It was one of those kind of, Matt, that's one of those where you kind of wake up and, hey, I got this plan. And then the wife goes like, well, what about that? Oh, I got that taken care of. And how about that? Oh, that's taken care of. We're just going to go.
Sounds like a pretty cool surprise.
Oh, yeah. You just have to, man, it takes a lot of planning to do that.
No kidding.
Right?
Especially if you're riding the rails. I mean, those things can get delayed every once in a while, too, so you have to make sure they're on time.
Didn't you have to pick up a relative
in
Elyria?
Yeah, my brother, for some reason, my brother's big on the train system, which is great for him, but it does require you to wake up, I think, about 4 in the morning, as Senator Brown just alluded to, is when it comes through Elyria. There were some early mornings when I was picking him up and taking him.
Does the train slow down and he hops off, or does it actually stop?
It's not too far-fetched on that point.
Some guy bring a little, bring your own ladder? I'm not quite sure sometimes.
Yeah, there's the little platform there in Elyria. It pulls by, it stops for maybe 5-10 minutes. People jump on, and then it takes off to wherever it's headed next.
Wow, that's kind of neat. Well, we're going to head out to the Lorain Lighthouse next here at AM 930 WEOL.
Are you tired of looking at your dingy, dirty